The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about mompreneurs, which is what happens when a mother gets the bright idea to start her own business. Shannon and I became mompreneurs 6 years ago, so this topic is close to our hearts.
Yes, it is. And one of the questions we get asked sometimes is how we got started. And we like to say that we had a really specific plan and knew exactly what we were doing. But the truth is that we figured it out as we went along. We started with what we felt like was a strong business concept that was needed in our area. And then we worked really hard to get it up and running.
And we're still working hard at it, but it has gotten easier with time. We've realized that running your own small business has a lot in common with raising kids. Mompreneurs invest a lot of themselves emotionally into their businesses. They work long hours and they're fiercely protective of their business too. In order for your business to grow, you really do have to nurture it just as you do when you're raising kids.
Of course, there are pros and cons to anything. And when you're a mompreneur, one of the drawbacks is that there will never be enough time in the day. But one of the perks is the pride you feel in your business when it's something you've grown yourself from the ground up.
Absolutely. And another perk is that you learn a lot along the way. Experience is a great teacher. So if you're thinking of becoming a mompreneur this year, come on in, ladies. The water's fine and you can do it.
We'll be back tomorrow with tips on getting started. Until then, check out our online home at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.